kids around here ever get in trouble when they were swimming? And
oh, I used to have a few skirmishes.
Anybody around here ever drown?
Oh, yes. Yeah, there's been terrible drowning.
What do you call it when somebody gets up on the bank and takes his hand like this and then goes into water?
Oh, make a handspring.
Well, I was thinking of going into the water.
Diving into water?
Uh-huh. Boys around here do that much when you were young?
We had a diving board down on the creek. You get up on the log and dive over the creek.
And little babies, when they first start to go places on their hands and knees, what do you say they do then?
Crawling.
And you see it fell off in the tree and there's no ladder. How would you say he got up?
He just climbed the tree with his, wrapped his arms and legs around the tree and climbed it. Like I did one time, then fell out and broke my arm.
Ugh. Boy, I think there are more bones broken by kids climbing trees. But there's nothing like it. I was in bed for a week once because I fell out of a tree. Landed right on my back in a great big old stone. I didn't like it.
No, that wasn't very soft, was it?
No. Same darn tree. I fell out and drove a nail in my kneecap. I got some wood in there and the thing got infected. I remember the doctor digging it out with something that looked like a nut pick. No anesthetic, he just got busy in the
bed. Oh yeah, that guy. And I seen that little finger all down here once with a stub he did.
Uh-huh.
Taking a barrel of oil out of the back end of the truck. And I jerked the barrel of oil kind of in the truck like that and had on a pair of leather gloves. I took off my glove, man, and my finger was in the glove.
Huh.
Down to John Collins, and he looked at it and said, yeah, Earl said, let's smooth that up a little, and he grabbed a pair of scissors and went clipping on the thing.
Boy, I had something like that happen last year. 1959, doesn't seem possible. I had my appendix out, the incision became abscessed.
Mm-hmm.
I went back a week later to have the stitches removed, and the surgeon took a look at it, hollered for his nurse, and grabbed his shears, stretched me out on the table, and just poked his shears down there in that hole, and just clip, 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 clip. Mm-hmm. I didn't like that either. The next time I went in, he did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
He could have at least put a piece of ice on it.
Yeah.
Desensitized it. What do you call it when somebody gets down on his knees to pray?
Mourners?
You have any special term for somebody who's gotten down on his knees and say he...
Converted?
No, well, I was thinking of the operation.
What's now?
Well, I wasn't thinking so much of squat, I just
get down on his knees.
Uh-huh. Kneeled, knelt.
Kneeled down, yeah.
I haven't seen one of those in years. I used to have one of those little service cycles.
Mm-hmm.
Just after the war. I couldn't
afford it. Maytag motor in?
Yeah. Boy, I rode that all over. I rode it to Chicago once from, I guess I did it three times from Jackson, about 200 miles.